As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got some drama there. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio.
Not Rick James.
Yeah, well, Hugh.
Rick James.
So it is fun whenever the Phillies have any struggles that we could point at other people's struggles.
Yes.
You know, it makes you feel better, right? So the Braves have had a tough start to the season, which has continued. They've been better, but they haven't fully got back on track. So that highlight there was Saturday. Jared Kelnick, one of their outfielders, Hugh, hit a ball off the right field wall. But if you saw it, he thought it was a home run. When he stood there, he admired it.
Yeah, he kind of chilled a little bit.
Yeah, and then he realized he was going to hit the wall. He tried to run.
Was ultimately called out. That replay was overturned.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So he was out. It was his own fault, right? If he was running, it would have easily been a double. But he got called out there. Now, there was not immediate discipline or anything like pulling out of the game or the manager, Snicker, they're upset. So that whole thing went down. And Ronald Acuna Jr., who's almost back, not quite, but he's almost back from the knee injury last year, and he's going to be back probably within a few weeks. He tweeted, he must have been observing, and one of the Braves beat writers had the story about what happened and the highlight and all that. And Ronald Acuna Jr. tweeted, "If it were me, they would take me out of the game." We got some drama with the Braves with a manager and a player that have been together for a long time.
Yeah, I remember when I was in Atlanta, Ronald Acuna had some beef with Freddie. And when Freddie left, he probably was the only person that didn't have some. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it wasn't nothing nice about Freddie. Like, they had a little bit of beef back in the day. He has a point, but here's the thing with that Ronald needs to realize. I know he's still somewhat a young guy, but you're the face of the franchise. You're going to get treated differently because you are held to a different standard than everybody else. You're not wrong in what you're saying, but you need to understand the dynamics of the situation. When you don't do stuff like that, yes, it's magnified.
So after the game, Snicker said, "What was I supposed to do about the Kelnick thing, about him not running the ball out?" So someone went back and found when Acuna did it and what Snicker said then. This is from Snicker 2019. Quote, "He didn't run. You've got to run. It's not going to be acceptable here. As a teammate, you're responsible for 24 other guys, and that name on the front is a lot more important than the name on the back of the jersey." And apparently at one point he called him down the stairs to talk to him.
Yeah.
So that's where I could see Acuna being like, "You made it a big deal when it was me. You called me down the stairs. You basically called me out." And what the other guy does, it's like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be – this is where Snicker has to understand where he is.
It's a bad look for him.
And he has to understand that, yes, you do treat your top-tier players different, but – it's the unfortunate thing about all of this is the optics.
Well, and obviously it bothers him. He's not even back on the team yet, and
yes,
he's tweeting about it.
Yes, it's the optics of the situation. And Snicker needs to understand that, man. Listen, I don't want to bring nothing real to the show because we like the hyperbole and, this is a safe space for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be able to understand where Ronald Acuna is coming from. And I understand where Snicker's coming from because, to be that elite athlete, you are treated different. But the optics of the situation and the fact that you're in Georgia, which a lot of people are probably gonna go over their head, you gotta understand that.
Well, really quick, the Freddie Freeman thing, by the way, I found it. So someone asked him when Freeman left, asked Acuna, what are you gonna miss most about Freddie Freeman? He said nothing.
And then he
followed it up with, "We were close in the sense we shared the same stadium."
He
threw straight shade at Freddie.
I'm not gonna miss him at all.
Yeah, like when at a time where people were going through it because they didn't know what they were gonna do, and he threw so much.
Well, I'm here for all the drama with the Braves. Let's have that team fall apart.
That's why you can't, like, even though the standings say that what they say early in the season. You never know how these things are going to play out. That's why they play the games, man.
So do we have some Snicker after the game? Here's Snicker reacting to all this as they ask him questions.
I don't do social media, number one. And I heard about it as I was walking the dugout. Heard something was up, and then I came in and he said it was down. I haven't talked to him, so I don't know.
So that was what we were asking last night about Kelnick, because it was kind of the same situation as Acuna's. I know Acuna's wasn't
the first. No, they're all different. They're all different. All the situations, when they happen, they're all different. And I addressed it with Gerald.
What do you think made Acuna's incident different from Gerald's?
It's just timing and all of everything. I think there's no blanket thing doing that. Quite honestly, I you want to know the truth? I wasn't watching that play. I knew he got thrown out at second. I didn't see it till this morning, and then I talked to him about it.
You're kind of surprised that he would make a comment like this when he's not even here with the team right now, and he's trying to work to get better.
No, I mean I'm. Like I said, I didn't see it. I haven't talked to him, and I heard it was taken down. So,
yeah, Brian's going through it.
Now, you're talking about a pop-pop moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Pop-pop don't understand how these things work. See, this is where you, like, as sports fans, and what we do, we try to keep it to sports for the most part.
Yeah.
But every now and then, you know, real life creeps into sports. Only thing I can say to Snit, you better start watching TV a little bit more, bro. That's all, you know what I'm saying? You better turn that TV on and look at some other stuff besides sports all the time, brother. Because, you know, I know you live, you know, you've been there a while. He been sitting on this one for a long time, Joey.
Like, it's not.
He sat on that one for a long
time. It was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, he was sitting on that. He was just waiting. But this is where I respect Ronald Acuna's petty.
Oh, that six-year petty?
That's super petty, man. That's one.
Yeah.
You sat on that thing for 6 years.
He was waiting for someone else to do it and not get caught.
I'm telling you, man, I can't remember the announcer's name that used to be there. They got him out of there. And then Jeff Francoeur started to do, like, the heavy lifting. But, man, like, people don't understand. Being in Atlanta, it's Atlanta. Mm. And then it's Georgia. And being down there, there are still some things that happen that you're looking at like, you're like, for real? And like I said, Brian need to start watching a little bit more TV, man.
Well, no, I want more drama. I want the Braves to fall apart. So I'm all for this. Brian, keep alienating your best player, please. I like this for the Phillies angle. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get a couple phone calls. And then we got to bring you something else that happened in a clubhouse this weekend. I think someone had a Hugh Douglas moment. Mike is up next. What's up, Mike?
Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike. What's up?
Yeah, went down to the game yesterday. One of the best days of the year, the Fanatics birthday.
And they wore those caps, which were awesome.
I loved them with the cream.
Yep.
They looked like fire there. But that bullpen door swings open. At one point, I'm thinking, Lizardo's got a chance at a complete game here. And then the inning went a little AWOL with some errors and whatnot, some hits. And then the bullpen door swung open. And you know what?
You at the microwave, dog? You microwave some snacks or something?
We got you, Mike. We just hear the beeping.
Yeah, the beeping in the background.
Oh, sorry. You know, I'm actually at work right now.
Oh, it's okay.
Thought you was microwaving something.
Yeah, let me step out. But, yeah, so the bullpen door swings open, and it's like, man, what the heck? Would have been nice to see Andrew Painter come out of there.
It sure would have been, Mike. And I know a lot of people today don't want to worry about worrying about his development and all that. I'll worry about 2026, 2027 when we get there. Let's get this kid up here. If he's got 80 innings in his arm, I want them out of the bullpen, Mike.
Exactly. I don't think him going to the bullpen is really going to offset the trajectory of this kid's arm. He's a special player. I'm sure he could transition there for a little bit, get his work in, and then come out and hopefully throw some good zeros for us in the bullpen.
Absolutely, yeah. And listen, and Mike, we appreciate the phone call. Again, would it change his trajectory? Yeah, I'm not naive to that, because if he's going to pitch 100 innings this year, you hope for 140 next year and 170. I mean, I get what they're trying to do. But if he only gets 80 this year out of the bullpen, 75? I mean,
you're okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to appreciably change what he is 3 or 4 years from now. I think it just changes it a little bit, but it gives you a way better chance to win the World Series. Matt in Vineland is up. Hey, Matt.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Matt. What's up?
So this painter to the bullpen thing is the dumbest idea I have ever heard come out of anyone's mouth. And I respect you and I like this show a lot. You know?
Okay, but why is it so dumb? Why is it so dumb?
Okay.
You say respectfully.
You're gonna take a 23-year-old who's already had one Tommy John surgery and then tell him to go pitch in a role he's never pitched in before. He's never had to pitch multiple days in a row as a professional ever. And pitching out of the bullpen requires a completely different level of effort than being a starter. Starters are bred and taught to pace themselves. Bullpen guys are going an inning or two at most. They tend to throw harder. They tend to have higher effort pitches. And if you're going to put a guy like Painter in the bullpen, you're going to use him in high leverage situations, which means he's going to be even more prone to crank it up. And you're talking about a kid that's, what, a year removed from Tommy John surgery that he's already had at 23. And so what you're saying is, I'm going to take the best arm in my system, the second best prospect in my system, and I'm going to give it a chance, a better than average chance, maybe an increased chance, that he blows his arm out again at 23 years old, and I lose another year of his development just so that I can maybe win a title with a bunch of guys that are on the wrong side of 30 and a bunch of young kids that we've invested a ton of assets in that aren't panning out. Great idea.
So, all right, let me retort, and we could go back and forth and tell me what you think. Does it move you that other pitchers have done this with success? I mean, I understand the risk about injury. Yeah, you got to take care of them. And Matt, to be fair, I wouldn't be into the idea of back-to-back days. That seems like a lot. But if he could pitch two times a week, three times a week, I think it's worth it. I mean, Chris Sale did this. Matt, it's the same thing. Chris Sale came out of college. He was a starting pitcher in college. They were in a pennant race. They moved him to the bullpen for a couple years, and then they transitioned him back. And he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball for, I don't know, 13 years now. I mean, David Price did this when they faced the Phillies in the World Series in 08. I mean, this is not like a new thing. Pitchers have arrived in the bullpen and then gone back to the rotation.
Joe, but that's it. great points. I mean, just to sort of, I like I said, I respect you. I acknowledge what you're saying. Madison Bumgarner, Madison Bumgarner won a World Series on his arm.
Yep.
Did any of those guys have Tommy John surgery before they did it?
You know what? That's a fair question, Matt. I have to go look. I you know what? Because it's so prominent the last 15 years, I bet I could find one that did. Before that, maybe not so much. But, Matt, that surgery was 2 years ago. I know we're worried because we're treating him with kid gloves. He didn't have it last September. I mean, he had this surgery 2 Julys ago. But by the time he gets up here, we're 2 full years removed from that surgery. I'm not worried about his arm right now. It feels like we're way past those, like, mile markers.
I think that that's a reasonable point, Joe. The one thing that I would say is that even as that surgery is advanced and that injuries become more common for whatever reason, we see it more and more and more. Once you have it once, you are more prone to do it again.
Yep.
They have not been able to fix that particular wrinkle in that surgery. And so my point is, if there is that increased risk of him doing it again and putting him in a bullpen situation where it's more taxing and he's using more effort and he's in higher leverage situations, even if it is just 2 or 3 days a week, and it exacerbates the risk of him having Tommy John again, and he does blow his UCL out again, that's another year, 18 months gone with this.
I know. I mean, I understand the risk to it. And Matt, good phone call. We appreciate you. I'm willing to take it. I mean, I think they could keep him healthy to the most degree you can. You can't guarantee anything. But I just think he's a difference maker. And I feel like a fifth starter is not going to make much of a difference here. All right, before we check in with you people today.
You people.
Hugh, you know, did you know someone in a clubhouse? I'm not sure if this was a reporter, a player, someone, though. I think they pulled a Hugh Douglas this weekend.
What did they do?
Let's check in. Logan Webb was speaking. He's San Francisco Giants pitcher. Just listen closely as he's doing his media availability.
Bumgarner, Gum, and Juan Marichal for at least 4 outings with.
Sorry.
Wow. At least 4 outings with 10 strikeouts in the
world. But I didn't fart.
Doesn't mean you to be in that list with those guys.
I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. Farts are always funny. Not gonna lie.
I didn't fart though.
Can we hear Hugh's situation here? I mean, same
thing. It's a luxury. That's a heel. That heel's going to stay there.
I don't like how you had that queued up. Like
well,
that,
we had to be. I think you should take solace. You're not the only one with a microphone on.
But I didn't fart. Now that was a fart.
That was clearly
that
a fart.
Clearly
and Logan
fart.
Webb couldn't even get through the interview. He's like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, farts are funny.
They are. That's why we all laughed when you did it.
I didn't fart though. I didn't fart.
Can we hear one
it's
more time?
It's a luxury. That's a heel. That heel's going to stay there.
Not fart. That's a loud fart to fart. And no.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that.
I think, but.
I know I ain't going to be a lit at that.
Buzz, both are clear farts to me. I mean, they're just obvious
The Logan Webb one was great. And what's also great, if you listen really closely, is there's like a woman in the background. I don't know if she was another reporter or PR or whatever, who is dying laughing.
I did hear her first, yeah.
Like she's
and then
losing.
He couldn't.
And then the laughter collectively, the question was gone at that point.
It was
yeah,
good
like, because everybody, like, the aftermath. Be like, what that thing smell like? Yeah. How soon does it clear the room?
Yeah, and there's a lot of people there.
Man. I mean,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If, like, for real though, all jokes aside, if I'd have farted, you'd have left the studio. Because this,
You could say that, but the audio doesn't lie. You know how they say with football players, the tape doesn't lie?
No, I'm just saying, if I'd have farted, boy, you'd have known that.
Tape doesn't lie.
Because it'd be...
The whole studio would feel it?
Oh, yeah, it'd lit up like a Christmas
tree. Let's be glad that didn't happen, but we all know what we heard.
All right,
before we finish on the phone lines here, we'll get our last couple callers. First, we got to check in. What's going on with you people today?
You people.
All righty. And a reminder that you people, it's brought to you. Join us for a special one-night-only event with Eagles legend Brandon Graham. Get your tickets for BG Live on 5-5 right now at 94WIP.com. Well, a few things. There are a few clear themes in today's edition of You People. Number one, Joe, I know you're very used to this. Hugh alluded to it earlier. A lot of people mad at the take.
That's all right.
A lot of people upset that you're trying to ruin Andrew Painter, the best.
Why would I ruin Andrew Painter? I'm trying to win baseball games here. I mean, have we gotten so soft that a pitcher can't pitch anymore? He's 2 years removed from Tommy John. Anyway, I'll shut up, guys.
So, a lot of people asking how you still have how you still have a job here. All that fun stuff. And we all know that it would be a lot different if Hugh was the one who had the take, but that's just how this goes.
it's crazy. Mm-hmm. That is crazy to me.
Number two, I didn't even catch this, but we're still all adapting to this era of WIP on YouTube.
Sure, yeah.
I guess there are a few times in the open that you were speaking and Hugh yawned. You're getting hammered for it.
Yawning?
Yeah, for yawning.
Dude,
people won't even
you gotta watch out with those yawns.
Like, do people are asking if you even want to be here.
No, it's, listen.
Checked out, Douglas.
I didn't check out, but a lot of times I get up at like, 5:30 in the morning and go run, and I'm a little tired, but I'm always excited to be here. I apologize if
this is a visual medium now.
No, but I'm saying I do, and the yawns are kind of loud because the one that I did today was kind
of loud. I think at some point I'm going to ask Max to do an outtakes of Hugh video.
Yawning.
Just like yawning, whatever he's doing over there.
I'll try to do better, man. But it's like you got to stretch. Big dog got to stretch, man. So sometimes it's a little loud, but I apologize. I'll try to do better.
I think people understand it more when the morning show yawns. Like they're in here.
The you people police.
Yeah, they don't miss anything.
They don't.
You can't. Slouch in the chair. You can't do
that's
anything.
Why I try to stand up in the chair. Well, stand up, but I try to sit up in the chair.
Posture, yes.
Yeah, but it's like every now and then I yawn, but I'm going to work on that.
A lot of people.
You did wear a dark shirt today. Are we sure they could see you?
I did, but I did the Public Enemy.
Oh, yeah.
The Public Enemy. That. That's not the one I was going to wear.
What were you going to wear?
It was, what's the shirt I was going to wear today? It says Stepdaddy Material. But I was like, Might send the wrong message.
You think the YouTube crowd wouldn't like that so much? Like,
tomorrow shirt.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It might send the wrong message. It's just a shirt. It was a shirt that was given to me and I was going to wear it. But I'm like, now I got to be conscious of the shirts that I wear.
Yeah, you do.
This, and I thought one of the funniest comments of the entire day, Joe in the Northeast accused Ruben Amaro Jr.
of stealing his takes.
And then at one point you said, well, we need to get Ruben in here to establish this. And a few people had the same idea. They said, well, we got to get Ruben on the show because, as we know, he likes when things come in threes.
We had a threesome and we didn't ask him to join.
A lot of people drawing parallels there.
Tell you.
So what do you think? If you had to guess, did Ruben Amaro steal Joe in the Northeast take, or they have similar observations?
I think it's great minds think alike.
You think that's it?
Yeah, because Joe's been on the baseball thing for a while.
Yeah.
Like, he's been doing this thing, and Ruben, you know, we know Ruben's pedigree. So, yeah, I think it's great minds think alike.
Joe was able to throw it out there. He didn't accuse him, but he made us all realize that he's thinking it. It was obvious that Joe thinks Ruben may have stolen a
base. Like, I was on this
on the
first.
Right track. He wants to be on the right track.
He wants to give credit. He wants credit.
For yeah. He definitely wants. I was a little disappointed in Joe also not supporting the Cal Stevenson call-up.
It's a little bizarre. I mean, it's his guy. He's back in the major leagues.
That was kind of his go-to.
You would think he'd be happy, but he wanted them to keep him down. I don't get it.
You would. So anyway, those were the main themes today for you people.
We'll check in with you people again tomorrow. All right.
Note to self, got to stop yawning loud.
Yeah, well.
I mean, not even loud, though.
They saw you.
They
saw me.
They saw you on the YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting.
Yawning. It had nothing to do with the noise.
That's Max's fault.
What do you want him to do?
Max's fault?
Max, you got
to
do better.
You're the one yawning.
No, he doesn't direct the YouTube. No, it catches everything.
I'm displacing my anger.
Yeah, I know. This is clearly on you. Cashmere and the Poconos up. Hey, Cashmere.
What's going on there, Joe? What's going on, Hugh?
What's going on?
Hey, Cashmere, what's up?
Joe, man, I'm with you. I was fighting against it, but I mean, I'm willing to try anything at this point because, Joe, like you, man, and Hugh, I don't know if you watched the Phillies in 2020, 2021, Joe, tell me you're not getting flashbacks from those bullpens in those days, man. Oh, my goodness.
PTSD.
Oh, my goodness. And it takes years off your life, a bad bullpen. I mean, the stress is just, I can't do it.
I mean, Joe, tell Hugh, how many times would I call in just losing my mind off of another bullpen blow-up, another bullpen meltdown, night after night night?
They set the record for blown saves in a season. I mean, it was a nightly – the game could be 6-1 in the eighth and be like, I don't know if this one's over.
You know what, Cashmere, I get that part of it, man, because, like, not just the years you're talking about – but a lot of the stuff they're doing looks eerily similar to last year.
Yes.
And people ain't, we ain't got time for that. We ain't got time to hear about the back of your car
situation. No. Let's go win some games.
If we're trying to really win a World Series here, and listen, Joe, this is why, and again, this is why I still am not sold that this team is making the postseason. I'm still not locked in on it. I I can't get there. I don't think this team's making the postseason because it's going to – and like you said, Hugh said it before in the show. I know it's a 162-game season. I know you can't compare it to football. I understand that. But like Hugh said before, you know, Joe, you know, there might be one NL East team with how deep this National League is with, you know, with how deep this National League is, Joe, you know, you might be thinking – one team in the NL East could really only make the postseason. That's division. That's the division winner. And right now, it's the Mets, who are the hottest team in baseball. Right
yeah,
now,
and that's like why this series is big, and that's why they got to fix this. So, Cashman, we appreciate it. That's why I'm on this painter idea. They can't just let this thing slip away. By the way, Mike Angelina pointed out, because one of our callers asked, has anyone ever had Tommy John surgery and then done the idea that I had? Mm-hmm. C.J. Wilson, who was a good left-handed pitcher for a while, he had Tommy John, returned as a reliever for a few years, then became a starter, and eventually had four straight 200-inning seasons. I mean, this is not impossible. It's just you got to be a little comfortable to do it. Let's end with Herb in the Northeast. What's up, Herb?
What's up, Joe? All right, let's go back to some of these callers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the catcher from the Angels, okay?
Oh, Hoppy.
Yeah, it was a bad trade, yeah. But, you know, they were looking for more out of Hoppy. He wasn't ready yet. The Angels took a shot, put him right up there, and whatever. It is what it is. They weren't ready to bring him up, and they wanted him in the minor leagues because he wasn't going. It's the same thing they're doing to Marshawn. Marshawn, okay, should be playing every third day.
What are they going to do with Real Muto? Okay?
Ramuto plays two games. Marshawn plays the next day. That's how it should work.
Oh, so like a 2 out of 3 split. Two and one.
Ramuto gets two because I noticed yesterday I watched the game and the way he's hitting ground balls, he's not playing enough, okay? That's why.
Well, it's tough. It's part of the job being JT's backup. And Herb, we appreciate it. We got to run, but we got to hand it over to the afternoon show. All right, big one tonight. Nola on the Mets. Would you say 6 2/3?
6 2/3, 3 runs.
Everyone will sign up for that. All right, we'll be back tomorrow to react to the Phils and Mets and get ready for the NFL draft. You guys have a great rest of your Monday. Good job, Buzz, filling in for Kyle. He's back tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phils!
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.